Venezuela's capital city of Caracas remains tense today following 2 weeks of anti-government protests that have left at least 15 people dead. Protesters, who are largely middle class, are calling for socialist President Nicolas Maduro to end the violence and lower the country's inflation and crime rates, which are amongst the highest in the world. Here in the United States, what to do about the unrest in Venezuela has become the top foreign policy issue for politicians in Florida, because South Florida is home to the largest population of Venezuelans outside of their home country. And Democrats and Republicans alike are demanding more action from the Obama administration. Joining us now is Patricia Matsay, who's covering the story for the Miami Herald. And Patricia, first of all, how is all that's happening in Venezuela reverberating amongst the community there in Florida?
We have a very large population of Venezuelans in South Florida, and over the weekend, when there were protests in solidarity with the anti-government demonstrators in Venezuela across the world, the protests here in Miami saw, you know, tens of thousands of people come out in support.
Now, it's interesting because I know that several Latino news commentators have pointed out that while Caracas essentially has been burning for days, Western media hasn't been covering it as much as they've been covering the unrest in Ukraine. What are people telling you about that?
There is some frustration from Venezuelans in the country and here in South Florida. I think we're seeing that change a little bit, but of course we're almost 2 weeks into the unrest in Venezuela, and now is when people are starting to take notice.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about what politicians in South Florida are specifically asking the Obama administration to do.
Well, we've had senators and members of Congress ask for kind of a harsher response from the Obama administration. Today, Congressman Joe Garcia, who is a Democrat, is asking the president to grant more political asylum applications and to cease deportations of Venezuelans. That comes on the heels of a Senate floor speech yesterday by Senator Marco Rubio, who's a Republican, condemning the Venezuelan government and its ties to Cuba. And then we've had Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat, ask for an investigation to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, as well as two Republican members of Congress from Miami, Ileana Ross-Layton and Mario Diaz-Balart, saying they intend to file legislation that would seek sanctions against the Venezuelan government and some members of the administration of President Nicolas Maduro.
And has the Obama administration given Florida politicians any kind of response?
We haven't heard anything new beyond what, you know, the administration has said in general. You know, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, has certainly called for dialogue and said that the violence is a bad idea. And the administration has really urged for both sides to come together and come to a peaceful resolution.
In addition, I see from your reporting that the Obama administration has denied any involvement in the turmoil in Venezuela whatsoever. But from the Venezuelan point of view, it's fascinating to me that President Nicolas Maduro has actually called Florida Senator Marco Rubio el loco de los locos. Why is that?
Well, that translates to the craziest of the crazies. And that came in response 2 weeks ago to a statement from Rubio where he called Maduro's regime full of thugs. I think, you know, it always helps a government in turmoil to seek an outside enemy. And certainly the United States has played that role in the eyes of the Venezuelan government for years. It's an easy scapegoat to point all the problems to.
And finally, Patricia, we talked about sort of what Florida politicians are demanding of the Obama administration, but what about the Venezuelan community? Is what they want similar to what we've been hearing from people like Senator Rubio?
It sounds like the first thing they want is kind of attention paid to what is going on in the streets. There have been the deaths of many students, and the number one issue is just to kind of get the world's attention. I do think there is an interest for people who are in the United States, Venezuelans that is, to find a way to stay here. I mean, just from my reporting yesterday to today, I've gotten emails from readers who are Venezuelans who have questions about what they can do because they don't want to go back to a place where they feel they could be persecuted.
Patricia Matsay is a reporter for the Miami Herald. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.